Kate Burridge, Professor of Linguistics at Monash University. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
Oh, we love this subject. you're going to do a new research project at Monash University about the good old-fashioned Australian lingo.
Yeah.
What determines why they die out? Words like bonza.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to determine. In fact, the life cycle of slang is very, very tricky. Most of it does disappear. It just kind of, well, it shuffles off because for slang to be slangy, it's got to be new and exciting. It's got to grab attention. And, of course, sheer use kind of saps these words of their energy. But some are remarkable stayers.
Tell us about the stayers.
Sorry?
Tell us about the stayers.
Oh, the stayers, well, that's what fascinates me. Is, you know, if slang survives, then it normally becomes ordinary language. So if you look at early dictionaries and they're branded with words like low and colloquial, not to be used in polite conversation, that sort of thing, then they're words like clever or nowadays or abominably. They were all considered horrid slang in early English. But the ones that fascinate me are the ones in Australian English particularly that have survived and are still scruffy. So these are words like, you know, bludger and yarn and mug and, you know, gutless wonder. And these were around in very early times. And they've not only survived, but they're still quite slangy.
What about some modern ones, Professor?
Oh, well, a lot of people worry, don't they, that Australian slang is dying out. But we're creating new ones all the time. And if you look at the recent new dictionaries, the Australian National Dictionary, there are a whole lot of entries that were, you know, beautiful examples of slang like hornbag and, I don't know, budgie smugglers. Selfie, look at selfie. This is an international word now. This is one we contributed to the world. This was an Australian word originally.
If you look up the dictionary, the origin of budgie smuggler says was first used in TV series The Games.
And no, was it?
And hornbag, I think, is the sole province of Sir Les Patterson.
I had not
heard that word before I read his seminal work, The Traveller's Tool. So, selfie is Australian. So, and what
that's
about?
Right, and look, it was word of the year. Not only the Oxford English Dictionary, but the Dutch claimed it as word of the year as well in 2013. It increased a whopping 17,000% in its use during that year. It was around a lot earlier in 2002. But that's again the mystery of slang: is that why did selfie suddenly just take off? You know, and take the world by storm.
So, Professor, my children are young adults. They do seem to have their own language.
Yes.
So is that prevalent? And have you got any examples of, you know, some really new ones?
Oh, that's indeed the case. I mean, slang sort of identifies the gang, doesn't it? And if you start using their slang, I bet their toes curl and they start rolling their eyes.
Yes.
It's very much a part of, you know, your insider language.
It's theirs.
It's interesting. I keep getting lists of words of slang from younger speakers, but, of course, they wear out very, very quickly. One that's used recently, or has been used, is lit.
Yes.
I imagine your kids would use that. But a lot of these are old slang as well. Grouse is a very good example. It came back for a while in young people's slang, but that was around in the 1930s. So it disappeared, and then it made a comeback, and then it disappeared again. That's the fascinating thing about it.
Is the person that you, Kate Burridge, Professor of Linguistics, the person that you would be most grateful to, this man?
Flyman Mungrel.
Alf from Home and Away? Is he almost single-handedly keeping some slang alive?
Well, you're right. Celebrity endorsement is an important thing and has always been like that. I mean, the reason why so many words are attributed to Shakespeare is not because he made these words up, but he had a great ear for the slang of the time, and he put it out there.
Great stuff. We love talking to you always. Kate Burridge, Professor of Linguistics at Monash University.